This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
Being my friend, I said you called Dr. Robert. Day or night, he'll be there any time at all. Dr. Robert, Dr. Robert.
Consider it my privilege and honor to be with you today here on this radio show because long ago, I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to people who are not well, people who are sick, people who are infirm, and it does feel awesome. It feels fabulous to participate in a radio show forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally. And well people tune in to stay that way, prevent it from happening in the first place. That is getting sick. Welcome. Welcome, everyone, to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here to remind you that you can become your own best doctor most of the time. And I'll tell you how. Now, we've got a special guest coming up a little bit later in the hour with some important news and information on how to keep yourself healthy and those that you care about and love. So stick around for that and have something to write with and write on so you can take notes and pass it on to other people you wish to help. Next hour, we're going to have this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week. That'll be followed next hour by the Health Outrage of the Week. It's a doozy. We've got a product recall to discuss and tell you all about, you'll want to know more about. And we've got a health mystery of the week next hour as well. Now, I want to get you, or at least ask you, to participate in this week's health poll question. We've got a question going on here, and I want you to think about this. Do you believe eating refined carbohydrates, such as white bread, cookies, pastries, candies, junk food, basically, do you think that consuming these, is it possible that they can make the appearance of your face less attractive? Yes or no? Just simply vote on that on my website at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. The question is there. It's posted up there, and you can vote. Once we have our polling data, I'm going to tell you why we pose this question. I think you're going to be surprised about it. The question is, do you believe eating refined carbohydrates, and I've made some examples of them, there are many, white bread, cookies, pastries, candies, ice cream, and we've all done that, and some people do it on a daily basis or more. Do you think by consuming those that they could potentially make you appear to be less attractive in your face, specifically to other people? Yes or no? We've run across some interesting stuff, and I'm going to tell you all about it next week, but I want to see what your opinion of it is first over at drbob.com, spelling out the word doctor. There, of course, is where all the podcast library it lives, all the posts, all the previous shows. If you miss a show, you're out of the country some weekend, it's over there on the site. at drbob.com. Also, news from around the globe we post up there throughout the week. You can stay apprised of all of that as well. All right, we begin this hour with a discussion about this respiratory syncytial virus, RSV. Have you noticed since the pandemic all these vaccine commercials coming in your direction, in your face via television commercials and print ads and your doctor's offices and everywhere you go, they're asking you to consider getting an RSV vaccine? And people are going, RSV, what is that? And why all of a sudden is everybody talking about RSV? Respiratory syncytial virus, a common respiratory virus that usually causes mild cold-like symptoms. So it's just in the same family of viruses, let's say the cold. However, most people recover from it within a week or two, but it can have serious potential adverse side effects if you get RSV. Infants, particularly because their immune systems are immature, and also senior citizens or seasoned citizens that are compromised in some way, have some type of comorbidity going on, just like if they had a comorbidity going into COVID, same thing. And they can develop severe RSV, either infants or people who have compromised immune systems. And that can lead to hospitalization and serious problems. But most people recover from RSV, yet they're telling everybody, consider getting an RSV, especially, of course, hammering on the aged and parents to get their children RSV. And whether you do it or not, that's your choice, your decision. I'm not here to dissuade you either way. It's your choice, your decision. But what you should know, though, is RSV vaccines may increase a paralytic disease. The risk of paralytic disease. CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Quasi-Prevention officials, are investigating a potential link between two recently approved RSV vaccines, here we go again, and increased risks of reports of Guillain-Barré's syndrome. Guillain-Barré's syndrome, we've talked about it on this radio show over the years. It's a syndrome that you can become paralyzed by. My sister developed it after getting a flu shot when former President Gerald Ford did the call to action for the swine flu. Everybody should go out and get a swine flu. The sky is falling. Everybody's going to die. Get the swine flu. Now, I was in college at the time, so I could not adequately explain to her and educate her about why not to get it as my sister, because I would have told her not to get it had I known about it. She did it, and she was paralyzed. She couldn't walk for months. And I ended up treating her once I graduated as a physician and got into practice and helped her out. Guillain-Barré's disease, which is a neurologic condition, a disorder that occurs when a person's immune system attacks the peripheral nervous system, a network of nerves that carry the signals from the brain and spinal cord to other areas of the body, including your extremities. And the condition begins suddenly with weakness and tingling, which she had in her hands and her feet. But her lower extremities were worse off. And eventually it can spread to other parts of your body, resulting in paralysis that can leave a person unable to breathe independently. They may need like an iron lung kind of a machine to help them breathe or be intubated. This RSV vaccine can do that. Getting the shot can set it into motion. A disease that is otherwise benign, RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. It's like the common cold. The condition, can really lay people out, though. But most people recover from it. Recovery from this Guillain-Barré syndrome, though, this paralytic disease, can take several years to get over if you get the vaccine and you get an adverse reaction, which people now are starting to notice because more people get it, the more risk that will pop up. And it may take 6 months or longer after symptoms start for an individual with this Guillain-Barré syndrome to walk again. In some cases, it can be severe and even fatal, Guillain-Barré's disease. And it may start with just you taking somebody's direction to go get an RSV vaccine. Again, I want to point out, I'm not telling you not to do it. That's something you'll have to decide on, but choose wisely. Now, on February the 29th, in a meeting of the Advisory Committee of Immunization Practices, health officials presented data that appears to show an elevated risk of Guillain-Barré's paralytic syndrome among people who received these RSV vaccines by Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline. The data mining alert on January the 19th of this year for disproportional reporting was detected by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for Pfizer's Abrivo RSV vaccine and this Guillain-Barré's syndrome, but has not been reported to date for GlaxoSmithKline's RSV Arexia. But it's going to, most likely. So the takeaway here is you need to be careful and choose wisely if you do this. Get proper consultation. And then whatever decision you make is the right one for you, but at least the good news is you have the right to make that decision. Our special guest coming up, I'm Dr. Bob Martin. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Say no to regrets associated with risky facial procedures. We've all noticed facelifts of people we previously recognized that now look alien or Joker-like. Say no to toxic skin-damaging chemical peels and expensive Botox. Now say yes to looking your absolute best with the science behind N101. Developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan using a nitric oxide activating skin serum. Aging skin is due to reduced blood flow and circulation, which causes a loss of collagen and hydration. N101 nitric oxide activating skin serum improves blood flow, collagen, and hydration, leading to tighter, firmer skin. Improve the tone, texture, and clarity of your skin with N101 nitric oxide activating skin serum. Order toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862. That's 877-476-3862 or N101.com. That's N1, the letter O, 1.com.
The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. And I know you want to stay beautiful, but whatever you do, do not, you should not should not exercise with makeup on. It just so happens I'm going to be talking about that topic coming up a little bit later in the show. Why you shouldn't exercise with makeup on. And if you do, stick around because we'll discuss it later in the program. Also, I'm going to be talking about how drinking just one can of a popular soda drink is linked to a deadly heart condition. It's true, and we'll talk about that, the latest findings, and this acne cream in the news, a chemical that is used in a very, very popular line of acne creams. You may have heard of these, Proactive and Clearasil. There's some bad actor ingredients in those formulations that can lead to increasing your risk of cancer. We've got all of that coming up on the show, so don't go anywhere. Speaking of toxicity and those kinds of things, we're going to talk about something here that we need to be more educated about. And that topic is, what are the initials PFAS stand for? PFAS. We always got these acronyms in the scientific community and the healthcare fields to shorten up these long chemical names, which all the pointy-headed doctors and scientists come up with. PFAS. You may have heard about them in the news lately. And why you should know more about them. What are they connected to with respect to your health? Little background, PFAS. These are a group of nearly 15,000 man-made synthetic chemicals, according to a chemical database, CompTox, maintained by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. PFAS stands for perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl, all right? They love these long terms. Also known as forever chemicals. PFAS, forever chemicals. It means they just never go away. They get in the environment. They're man-made, synthetic. You don't want them. You don't want to come in contact with. But most of people, the majority of people, are in contact with them on a daily basis. And they are believed to contaminate everything from drinking water consumed by more than 200 million Americans, which is, most of the country. Worse, a 2020 study claimed that potentially, the risk of taking in these PFAS substances, which can be in everything from cosmetics to your water to you name it, packaging materials you're coming in contact with, wraps and plastics every single day. These forever chemicals are linked to all sorts of serious health conditions, including cancer. In fact, some researchers are referring to these synthetic chemicals as liquid cancer waiting to happen. I kid you not, and this is not designed to scare you. These toxic forever chemicals are found in cosmetics or even found in contact lenses that people put in their eyes every day. There was a huge settlement not long ago. 3M agreed to pay a $10 billion-plus settlement over allegations of contaminating public waters with these forever chemicals. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And as a consumer, one, ignorance is not bliss when it comes to the environment that you're in, that I'm living in, that we're all living in, but you should know more about this. And furthermore, not only talk about the problem, but also plug into a possible solution. What you can do as a consumer, because it's not going away overnight. It's been there for a long time, and it's getting worse all the time. And therefore, we recruited a special guest to discuss this topic of these PFASs. My special guest is Larry Logsdon. He's a functional food researcher and chemist specializing in the medicinal and health-giving properties and benefits of exotic fruits. And I remember, fruits in general, ladies and gentlemen, eating fruits in general are cleansers. There are antioxidants in fruit, which means they can neutralize bad stuff that you come in contact with. And we come in contact with bad stuff every single day. We just don't know it. So you need to know it. You need to be aware of it, not because I want you to live in fear, but rather live in awareness so that you can do something about it and you can counter it in some manner or another. Now, Larry also founded Tahiti Trader in 1998. Tahiti Trader manufactures and distributes noni juices throughout the United States and internationally. And I've asked Larry to join us today on a discussion of this topic. Are these micro and nanoplastics that we are now knowing about and learning about and coming in contact with on a regular basis, known as PFAS substances, dangerous to our health, and what in the heck can we do about them personally? And with that, let us welcome to the program Larry Logsdon. Good day to you, Larry. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm up and roaring and raring to go here. There was a ban, FDA bans PFAS. It was in the news, and people are seeing the same headlines you're seeing and I'm seeing, Larry. The FDA bans PFAS in fast food wrappers, popcorn bags, as these forever chemicals continue to pour into our food supply, our water supply, and everything we come in contact with here in the United States. So I asked you to come on the program to deal with this at least and talk about it and then offer up at least a partial solution or a solution that people can get started on knowing about it. So let's begin there, Larry. What problems do these PFAS and these microplastics that we're coming in contact play in human health? What tell us what we need to know.
Well, you know, Dr. Bob, these chemicals are actually hormone disruptors. They throw off the body's natural hormone balance, your homeostasis. It disrupts this by doing so in the microbiome in your gut, and that balance gets thrown off, which, again, like everything else, starts to trigger an inflammatory response. Together with now that creates a brain fog. You're feeling sluggish, and pretty soon you lose energy, and you feel a little depressed. And not long, some people feel the migraine headaches, men and women, of course. It'll help foul up a woman's natural monthly periods. Mm. It seems to promote a premature puberty in young girls. It brings on low testosterone and sperm count in men, negatively affects learning, and promotes poor memory responses. It's a real plague.
It is, and I dare say that, and can you agree with this, it probably doesn't happen overnight. It's insidious because these chemicals, when we come in contact with them, they bioaccumulate in the body. It's probably not the first day that we're exposed, even though I think that it's cumulative. It sounds like because they disrupt the hormone system, by the time we realize it's going on, the symptom is the very last thing to show up in any condition. And sometimes symptoms, just like thinking of the example, Larry, would like, you know, if you don't brush your teeth and go to the dental hygienist to see the dentist and floss and everything else, you're going to eventually get a cavity and you won't have any teeth. But that doesn't happen overnight. That takes sometimes years to occur. And the very first time that you know something's going on, if you're unaware of how important it is to do dental hygiene, is the pain that you're having because it's now the cavity is drilled through and now it's affecting the nerve and the nerve is infected. Everything's infected. The tooth has to be pulled out. The very last thing. So I think that a lot of people, by the time they develop the migraine headache or the brain fog or the menstrual problems or the fatigue or the pain in the joints, they have no clue that it could have been from the environment. They think, well, I'm missing a drug. I think I need to go to my doctor and get managed for another drug on, put it on the Barbie.
Well, you're right about that. In fact, it's part of the number one question that patients ask their doctors, and the doctors just simply don't have an answer for. And that is, hey, doc, why don't I feel right? What's wrong with me? And they start handing out the pills, as you well know, looking for some way to placate the symptoms, when the real problem is that the body is out of balance. It's out of balance everywhere. And these PFAS chemicals are really the
All right, we're
going to
pick this up on the other side of this break, Larry. Stand by. I'm Dr. Bob Martin.
Say no to regrets associated with risky facial procedures. We've all noticed facelifts of people we previously recognized that now look alien or Joker-like. Say no to toxic skin-damaging chemical peels and expensive Botox. Now say yes to looking your absolute best with the science behind N101. Developed by Dr. Nathan Bryan using a nitric oxide-activating skin serum, aging skin is due to reduced blood flow and circulation, which causes a loss of collagen and hydration. N101 nitric oxide-activating Activating Skin Serum improves blood flow, collagen, and hydration, leading to tighter, firmer skin. Improve the tone, texture, and clarity of your skin with N101 Nitric Oxide Activating Skin Serum. Order toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862. That's 877-476-3862 or N101.com. That's N1, the letter O, 1.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Hi, it's Dr. Bob Martin. Imagine a new pharmaceutical wonder drug that can help you improve blood pressure, improve blood...
Right excuse. Are you waiting for a sign to choose? While you're waiting, it's the time you lose. What are you waiting for?
This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. We've got so much to discuss as this show rolls on. Lots of news, healthy news to discuss with you. And also we'll next hour take your open topic health-related questions. So I'm going to ask you to hold your phone calls this hour as we're trying to understand this topic of these environmental poisons that are coming in contact with us on a regular basis, these forever chemicals called PFASs in the water, in the cosmetics, contact lenses, you name it. We're getting hit with these chemicals, what you should know about them, and what maybe you can do about them to counter them. Also, next hour, we've got the Health Alternative Outrage product recall and the health mystery to tell you about. And if you're just tuning in, we've got a health poll question. We'd love to get your opinion of it. It's over on my website at drbob.com. Here it is. Do you believe eating refined carbohydrates, like white flour, cookies, pastries, candies, etc., can make you appear less attractive in your face? Yes or no? Vote at drbob.com. We'll have the results, and I'll tell you all about that once we have our polling data. All right, our special guest with us, Larry Logsdon. He's a functional food researcher and chemist specializing in the medicinal properties and health-giving properties of certain exotic fruits. And we're here with him today. He agreed to come on the show to talk about this because he's concerned about it. He's studied it. He's researched it. He himself is concerned about himself and his family coming in contact with these PFASs, these forever chemicals, which experts are now calling literally liquid cancer waiting to happen because they disarm and cause dysfunction within the body's hormone system, within the gastrointestinal region where our immune system resides. And it disrupts that that all-important friendly microbiota, microbiome that we must rely on. And then once that starts to go awry and dismodulates the hormone system, all these other symptoms in a big, long cascade of events starts coming your direction. And you can't figure out why you're having all these things. And you go to your doctor, and they start just giving you medical drugs to treat the symptoms rather than the reasons for it. That's exactly what we're talking about right now with our special guest, Larry Logsdon. Larry, I apologize for cutting you off at that last break, but the clock never waits for us here, as they say, in radio, as you know, as you're a radio guy.
Yeah.
So, these microplastics are presented to the human body, and we don't. You can't say, "Oh yeah, I just drank a load of microplastics because I drank out of a bottle, a plastic bottle that may have had some acidic substance in it." Let's say soda pop. Let's say apple cider vinegar. Let's say noni juice, for God's sake, in a plastic container should never be consumed, but yet it is available in the marketplace, unfortunately. And we're here, Larry, to try to educate people when they're using substances. It should always be, or whenever possible, should be glass, especially in the acidic environment of, let's say, vinegars, or if they're going to drink soda pop, or they're going to drink noni juice, it ought to be out of glass. Am I not correct on that?
Absolutely. The issue we have here is, folks, these microplastics, I mean, they're very small molecules. They slough off. They don't just, it's like a smooth surface. Once you put an acidic solution inside this container, it starts eating away at it, and you're going to consume that yourself, going inside your body, and hello, you're going to have problems. Even apple juice, orange juice, they're all not good in plastic. These are much better in glass, where you don't have this problem ever.
Oh, geez, I don't think the average consumer has ever even given it any thought, Larry, as to, okay, so I'm going to drink a glass of OJ this morning, and no extra charge for the plastic I'm getting in the bottle because
That's
it's
right.
in a plastic container. And yet most of them, if you go in the aisle to buy apple juice or grape juice or grapefruit juice or any of these, they're in plastic bottles. How do the consumers get away from this?
The only way I know is to go to fresh, eat fresh, you know, the only way I know, or go to glass containers where you don't have this problem, whatever. It never happens in glass. That's because that is completely enclosed, and it's been this way for thousands of years. This is the way to go, glass bottles.
And it doesn't, nothing sloughs off in the glass either, correct?
No, that's correct.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about PFAS. You may have seen this, all this news out there, article after article after article. Finally, we're waking up as a society and understanding that we're poisoning ourselves, you know, slowly but surely with all this advanced technology. And again, you're not going to get all this to go away overnight. It's not going to go away. It's there to stay. But what you need to know is what you can do and what you should do whenever possible. Try to manage it, if you can, as best you can. As Larry's pointing out, you can juice your own orange juice and then put it in a glass bottle, put it in the fridge.
Right.
That's how you deal with it. You're going to get a better product anyway that you can know when it was juiced, as opposed to, let's say, whatever fruit juice it was, it went in the bottle 6 months or a year ago, and it sat in some warehouse, and then it was degrading and sloughing off in these plastic bottles with all these nanoparticles. All these plastics are going to gum up your hormone system. These chemicals, these PFAS chemicals, read about them for yourself. They are not good, and some experts that I respect are saying these are simply liquid cancer agents waiting to happen. And it's all about dose, the person, their health, whether the body can reestablish it, get rid of it. And sometimes these experts are saying you can't get rid of it because it's forever, a forever chemical. So what does all this mean to you? Well, we're just trying to inform you. We're not trying to scare you. We're just trying to make you aware of something that you otherwise may not have been aware of prior to having a conversation. But I want to encourage you to do your own due diligence on this. Just start Googling articles, PFAS. P as in Peter, F as in Frank, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, PFAS, and start reading about these micro and nanoplastics. We're now seeing new reports coming out because there's more and more sophisticated technology where they're using lasers now, where they otherwise could not measure the degree and the density of amounts of this stuff going into our bodies and our children's bodies in their disrupting hormone systems and who knows what else. Now we have the ability to measure it, but whenever possible, you should rotate to glass and never, ever drink a substance that has any acidic activity to it that Larry has pointed out here, whether that be, if you're drinking soft drinks or soda pops that have phosphoric acid in, they all do. That's part of carbonation. Or you're drinking fruit juices of any sort whatsoever. Never, ever in a plastic container. And I know a lot of you are going to look over in the refrigerator right now, open it up and go, oh my gosh, I've got at least 6 or 7 containers in there that are in plastic that could be degrading these microplastics. These are man-made chemicals. There's 15,000 of these things. They're synthetic. And they're not good. And on any, and they're not going to drop you the day you start, but they're cumulative. And what we're talking about here is shifting over. And whatever you do, and I've seen this, Larry, correct me if I'm wrong, there are even companies that are putting Noni juice, which you're an expert in, putting Noni juice in plastic containers. And that frightens me a lot, especially the island style, the more acidic Noni. That is a no-no, correct?
I agree. No, nothing that's acidic should go into plastic bottles, not even water.
Yeah, that's right, because water is, if it's a certain pH that doesn't have the same minerals in it that it had when it was rolling through the earth and collecting all the minerals that make it more alkaline,
right.
when it is processed and cleaned up and becomes acidic because of the pH going down. And I know a lot of people are now picking up on alkaline waters for a variety of reasons, because they have more total dissolved solids, TDSs, in there, more minerals. That would be a good thing. But glass, whenever possible, folks, that's the key. We'll come back with our special guest, Larry Logsdon. Stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Hi, it's Dr. Bob Martin. Imagine a new pharmaceutical wonder drug that can help you improve blood pressure, improve blood sugar, boost your immune system, help lower cholesterol, improve your energy and endurance, I'm not done yet, and manage pain and inflammation, and help you sleep better.
Hey, Randy, it's Larry over at Tahiti Trader. Girls, tell me you're enjoying the Noni juice.
Well, the big thing was not sleeping well, but I noticed that it really helped and is working for me.
And the best part of all is it's not a drug, and there's no known adverse side effects. Amazing, right? If there were such a drug available that could help everything just mentioned, people would be lined up around the block of every pharmacy, except it isn't a drug. You won't find it at a pharmacy. It's Tahiti Trader Noni Juice, and it's available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and Amazon.com. Call 800-842-5309. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Dr. Bob Martin Show, and we've got a special guest with us. Larry Logsdon is here talking about this topic of environmental pollutants in the form of perfluoroalkyl and polyfluoroalkyl. Big words. They just mean forever chemicals. There's 15,000 of these man-made synthetic chemicals roaming around in our environment right now in everything from plastic containers that anything is in, to contact lenses. Cosmetics are absolutely impacted by this, any cosmetic. And, of course, the wrappers that fast foods and other foods are in are contained. There are these chemicals in there, including, and when you look at this, and you may have heard of this stuff in the past, these BPAs, these chemicals that are used to harden plastics, you know, so that they're rigid and they don't collapse. Because after all, they started in some liquid chemical state at one time, and so they have to be hardened in some manner, and so they have to use these synthetic chemicals. And then as the substance gets into these bottles, it starts to degrade them over time. And we're now finally picking this up through very sophisticated laser technology that's showing, floating around in these fluids that otherwise shouldn't be there, these elements that are man-made, and some experts are calling liquid cancer waiting to happen. And on the way to that, it could be causing all kinds of other symptoms, as Larry has pointed out, from brain fog to hormone disruption, you name it. And we're still learning about this. All right, back to the conversation. Speaking, Larry, about BPAs, these chemicals and hardened plastics, that's also on the docket here, is it not?
It is. It definitely is. BPA is probably the one that is most prevalent in your diet, because it's in every kind of plastic. Everything's got some in it because you have to harden the plastic. It won't do it by itself. It'd be very flexible otherwise. Mm-hmm. So it really gets in there, and it's a xenoestrogen. It mimics estrogen, so your body starts responding like, you know, all the female responses. Not good. It's not good at all. And a lot of women are finding themselves having to deal with breast cancer and other kinds of cancers because of it.
Yeah, I think it's cumulative, too. And if you add to that, you know, let's say if somebody drinks a lot of alcohol, or they smoke cigarettes, or they eat, you know, greasy junk food, you know, or it just add to the problem. It's never one vector unless it's a bullet to the head. But these are slow chemical bullets that we're getting hit with all day, every day, which is brutal. All right, let's talk about some solutions here. We've talked enough about the problem here, and a lot of people are going to go, oh, my gosh, it's overwhelming. I don't know what to do. I just throw up my hands and say, go, you know, hope for the best. No. There's a way to actually detoxify yourself, and you and I discussed this off the air. Fruits are naturally, in and of themselves, ways to sort of like neutralize stuff, because we know that there's antioxidant value in fruits. We know that Mother Nature put those elements there. So if we do come in contact with things that are not so healthy, at least the body has some raw materials to sort of counteract it. Talk to me about the Noni solution to these forever chemicals that we're being faced with on a daily basis. How does Noni juice, drinking Tahiti Trader Noni juice, play a role in this, Larry?
Well, Noni juice, Tahiti Trader's Island style, is one I would recommend if you have this problem. It actually is a prebiotic. It goes to work in your colon and starts to recolonize that microbiome, which has been destroyed by these BPAs and these other PFS chemicals. That's a big deal. And that allows the body to put it out the back door. And she goes down to Long Beach, as my dad used to say. And what's interesting is now your intestinal flora is improving. And as that happens, you'll find your prebiotics are taking off like a rocket, and you are actually getting better quick, because Noni does this stuff naturally.
What about fruits just, you know, because of their antioxidant value? And how they neutralize free radicals, because when you're taking in chemicals, I don't care what kind of chemicals, it could be medical drugs, illicit or illicit, could be fats that have gone rancid that you come in contact with, alcohol, which is a toxin. Fruits, correct me if I'm wrong, fruits in and of themselves not only carry antioxidants, which neutralize these free radicals that are being formed inside the body, which damages certain tissue. Noni also addresses that too, does it not?
It does. The thing about fruits, Dr. Bob, is that there's lots of byproducts inside fruit. Most fruit has about 50% fiber, as an example. Mm-hmm. And those fibers go to work in your gut to start doing the work that you need done. But a lot of people, they think, well, I'll just have the juice, like maybe orange juice instead of oranges, or apple juice instead of an apple. But the whole apple is so much better at helping the body to relieve itself of toxins. That's what it's all about.
All right. Now, you mentioned Island style Tahiti Trader Noni juice versus the other flavored Noni juice. Can you give just a little color on that so people understand it?
Okay, we have two formulas. We have the Island style, which is, it is a Noni juice fermented with the fruit solids where all the goodness resides, like in the pulp. Okay, this is really what the gut needs when you have a gut problem.
And in a glass bottle, correct?
And in a glass bottle, that's correct.
That's key.
And no plastics at all, anywhere. This is the one I recommend for anyone who's got a gut problem. This is the way to go. if you don't have as much of a gut problem, you're just trying to feel better and want to cleanse over a longer period of time, I would say go with the original high potency blended with blueberry and raspberry. It's wonderful tasting. It's a great way for you to get the ball rolling and you're not in any hurry. But there's some people that have some intense healing they need to get busy with.
I think it's a good thing. I'm a fan of the Tahiti Trader Island style because I like therapeutic things.
Me too.
And
I really do.
And a lot of people are really toxic and they need that therapeutic action. So folks, if you really want to get down and get into some body detoxification, liver, cellular, and try to rid your body of these things that you may not even be aware of that are giving you symptoms and you don't think there's any relationship whatsoever, and it's been a while, then I would find your way. What stores, Larry, are out there in the community where people can find Tahiti Trader Noni Juice Island style or Tahiti Trader Noni Juice in blueberry and raspberry flavor?
You can find Tahiti Trader in GNC stores, all 3,000 stores, or we're available at Vitamin Shop. There's 900 of those. We're also available in Sprouts Farmers Market. In fact, right now we have a $10 off coupon, electronic coupon you can use there, and that's a pretty good deal. And we're sold at many, 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 many health foods all over the place. And, of course, you can buy us at Amazon.com as well.
All right, let me tell people how to access your website here, Larry. It's TahitiTrader.com, TahitiTrader.com, or you can call the company directly for more information or to find out how to get the coupon going to save money on your purchase of Tahiti Trader Island Style or Tahiti Trader Raspberry and Blueberry Flavor, 800-842-5309, 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. Be right back. Hi, it's Dr. Bob Martin. Imagine a new pharmaceutical wonder drug that can help you improve blood pressure, improve blood sugar, boost your immune system, help lower cholesterol, improve your energy and endurance, I'm not done yet, and manage pain and inflammation, and help you sleep better.
Hey, Randy, it's Larry over at Tahiti Trader. Girls, tell me you're enjoying the Noni juice.
Well, the big thing was not sleeping well, but I noticed that it really helped and is working for me.
And the best part of all is it's not a drug, and there's no known adverse side effects. Amazing, right? If there were such a drug available that could help everything just mentioned, people would be lined up around the block of every pharmacy, except it isn't a drug. You won't find it at a pharmacy. It's Tahiti Trader Noni Juice, and it's available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and Amazon.com. Call 800-842-5309. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
It may come as a...
Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
I was told when I get older all my fears would shrink, but now I'm insecure and I care what people think.
My name's blurry face and I care what you think. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mamas sang us to sleep.
Welcome you back to the final segment here on the Dr. Bob Martin Show. But stick around. We have got an amazing amount of health news to share with you next hour. Plus this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to talk about. And the Health Mystery of the Week and a lot of other news, too. And we'll take your phone calls, open topic health-related questions that you may have about yourself. I'll do my best to help you out. We'll give that number out next hour, so don't go anywhere. Our special guest this hour is Larry Logsdon. He is a functional food researcher, chemist specializing in the medicinal health properties of exotic fruits, particularly noni juice. And if you haven't had an opportunity to experience noni juice, you should, because your body is crying out for it, especially in these times where we're challenged by all these hundreds of thousands of chemicals we're coming in contact with. And we should do everything we can to keep our bodies functioning well by exercising and sweating and eating well and drinking pure water and living a healthy lifestyle, but also using what Mother Nature provides for us, and that is functional foods. And noni juice is a functional food, meaning God wanted it to be there, that we would find it and use it to rally ourselves against things that may harm us. And that's the beauty of using concentrated Tahiti Trader noni juice. I like the island style. I'm more of a let's get right at it therapeutic effect because it's much more concentrated and much more in terms of helping the immune system and detoxification and everything else. But there's also the other one, if you like, the flavored one, blueberry and raspberry. I mean, who wouldn't like that? So you can find it at finer health food stores nationwide. Larry mentioned them. GNC, Vitamin Shop, let me have you go through that list one last time, Larry, of the places where they can find Tahiti Trader Noni Juice.
Well, Bob, we're available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, of course, Sprouts Farmers Market, every one of them,
okay.
And of course, Amazon.com and any decent health food store, they have our products.
And any decent health food store shouldn't include plastic bottles that have noni in them,
right?
Either, in my opinion. Now, one last thing, we've got to go, Larry. Time is fading. Will noni juice help to clean up some of these things that are associated with extra body weight? Because you mentioned hormones and how this can disrupt hormones, and we know that hormones can cause people to gain weight.
Absolutely. Research shows that when you start cleaning up with the noni juice and start getting the detox going, you actually come back into balance and you start dropping weight.
Oh, that's a positive benefit. Larry, I want to thank you for joining us and the hard work that you do with your company.
Thank you,
and we'll talk to
you
in the very near future again, have you back on the show, I'm sure. Take good care, Larry. Have a good rest of the weekend, sir. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Stay close for another dose of Extreme Wellness. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Be right back. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101.
backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Brian's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges toll-free 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com.
Cold and